And if you have two horses hitched to a wagon, what do you call the one that's on the left? Any special name?
No, not as I know of.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call it the lead horse?
On the left?
Uh-huh.
No, sir, not lead, not to that. I thought a lead horse would be the, maybe a, well, there was two, four horses. Mm-hmm. They have the lead, you know, they used to drive just a buggy or something, just a show, and they'd have two pair of horses.
Uh-huh.
I thought the lead horses were them that was ahead, and of course, the mules and horses, when I come along, they had certain size to hitch them up.
Mm-hmm.
One didn't want to work on the side of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
He was trained to work on the right side, one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't put him on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
He'd object and want to get on his side.
Talking about you might be giving somebody directions to find a place, you might say, well, it's not far away, it's just a
short piece.
Just a short piece. Mm-hmm. If you've been traveling a long time and you haven't finished your journey yet, you might say that you had a before dark you had a
find a place to spend the night.
Okay, and especially if you're not quite finished where you're going, you might say, would you ever say you still have a long way to go or
a short way to go?
Something like that. Have you ever heard anybody say a fur piece?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
I've said it a lot of times, fur piece.
Mm-hmm. If something is real common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Or any place.
Mm-hmm. If somebody was walking outside and it was real icy on the sidewalk and he fell that way, you'd say he fell how?
Backwards.
And if he fell the other way, he fell?
Forwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or face down.
Mm-hmm. If you'd been fishing and anybody and somebody asked you whether you caught any fish or not and you hadn't had any luck, you'd say no.
No, I didn't catch no fish. I didn't have no luck.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say, nary a one?
Yes, sir. Sure have.
Do you use that word?
I have, pretty bad, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a little boy's been in school and the teacher has really been scolding him, he might say, well, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do it,
or I ain't done nothing.
I ain't done like nothing, that. Yeah. Yeah, I use that ain't rather smart myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody accidentally broke your rake, you might say, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
No, yeah.
Didn't like it no how. If you saw a little child crying, he might say, well, he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
He didn't give me none.
Didn't give me none.
Didn't give me a piece.
Mm-hmm. If you know a little boy that's real spoiled, and you might say, when he grows up, he'll what?
Grow out of it.
Or if you think he's going to get worse, what would you say? If you think he's probably going to get worse, okay. You might say he'll have his trouble
later on, all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Be worth a hill of beans.
Yeah. Damn.
you're talking about plowing a minute ago. What do you call those trenches cut by a plow?
A furrow.
A furrow. Mm-hmm. If you have a real good yield,